One in five people are estimated to be dyslexic. It's also thought to be 40% likely a dyslexic parent will have a dyslexic child. The Park City School District piloted a new reading program last year at McPolin Elementary. It's designed to catch the struggling reader, but also provide development for all students.
Well, the earlier the better, and that's why this initiative has been so important, because it's bringing a reading program that benefits students who are struggling with reading. In fact, you know, some statistics are different, but about 70% of students may learn to read fairly naturally, and the other 30%, including your dyslexic students and your English language learners, really need to be explicitly taught how to read. And Wilson Foundations does that at the classroom level.
PC Reads founder Alyssa Atten says the Wilson Foundations program has been adopted by the school district after a successful pilot.
The initiative included the pilot of Wilson Foundations. It included some Orton Gillingham training for some educators, and it also included PC Reads giving dyslexia awareness presentations to local elementary schools. It's a collaboration between PC Reads, the Park City School District, the Park City Education Foundation, and the Hall Family Fund. And so as far as the assessment, the Park City Education Fund provided an assessor, a volunteer assessor, who did a very thorough assessment of the program, which was presented to the school board, along with a thorough implementation plan developed by Julie Hastings. And the school board voted that they would move forward. And then with the funding provided by the Hall Family Fund, along with the school district financial commitment.
Foundation's program founder, Barbara Wilson, originally started teaching adults to read, and Atten says she has many interventions she's developed over the years. Ideally, Atten says the reading program will catch struggling readers earlier.
You know, up until third grade, you're really learning to read. And by third grade, you start reading to learn. And we would prefer to see struggling readers caught much earlier than third grade. It's not too late. It's never too late. And that's something Barbara Wilson will speak about on Wednesday night at the presentation. However, the earlier the intervention, the better. And the program that Barbara Wilson authored, she's actually authored many programs. She's an unbelievable expert in this field that is, you know, sought nationally and internationally. But Wilson Foundations is a classroom program that will hopefully prevent students from actually truly struggling to read. They'll be identified early. Some interventions will be given earlier, and by third grade, they will be reading.
With the adoption of the new reading program, PC Reads, board member Aaron Grady says the presentation would be a chance to learn about the new system from the expert, Barbara Wilson.
The administrators, teachers will come. We're also hoping parents that have any kids within the elementary school system, it will be super beneficial for them to kind of hear firsthand what's happening within the classroom. And that way, you know, understanding what's happening in the classroom, you can take home with you and also be supportive.
The presentation is Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the high school. It's free and open to the public. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.